Okay, welcome to another exciting episode of Sundays with Poppy. I'm actually sitting in person with Mima and Poppy. Say hi, Poppy.
Hi, guys.
Say hi, Mima.
Hi.
So, we only have a few minutes today, so we thought we would do a quick, rapid-fire episode of Poppy's Fun Facts. Poppy, I wish I had a fun name for that. Poppy's Points, Poppies. We're going to do a rapid fire did you know. Since Poppy was just asking Mima and I a bunch of questions that we didn't know the answer to, we're going to test everyone's knowledge. Should there be a prize for the listener that answers the most correctly? It's on the honor system.
A kiss.
You got a kiss from Poppy. Did you hear that, guys? Allie Korn, we're looking at you. Okay, Poppy, tell us some fun facts, trivia questions, anything you want.
Presidents who were related.
What? How many presidents were related and yeah. Who were they?
Yes.
Mima, do you know any? The Bushes.
Yes.
The Clint, the Roosevelts.
How were the Roosevelts related? They were a fifth cousin.
Fifth cousin?
Yes.
Okay, so the Bushes were father-son.
Right, the Roosevelts were fifth cousins, and the Adams were father-son.
The Adams were father-son?
John Adams. And John Quincy. I got a great question.
Okay, let's hear it.
Is there any woman's name on the Declaration of Independence, or is it only men? That's a great question.
Any woman's name, I'm thinking. Thinking about Hamilton.
Well, who was the first signer? I got some group here. John Hancock.
Oh, yeah, John Hancock. I knew that. I didn't know that.
And
oh, God, where's Allie when you need her?
The woman's name was Goddard. Goddard.
Who's she?
I don't know, but she is at the bottom of the...
The Declaration?
The second printing of the Declaration.
Goddard. Oh, the secretary. All right, we have to look her up after this. I don't know that one. But John Hancock, I did know. That was dumb. Okay.
Did we ever have a paralyzed president?
Paralyzed?
Yes.
Was he paralyzed?
Who?
Roosevelt in the wheelchair?
He had polio when he was 19.
Oh, right, polio. But he was paralyzed from the waist down?
Yes.
Wow.
He wore braces and he used the wheelchair.
Who's your favorite president, Poppy?
I would have to say Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
Who are the greatest two men of the 20th century, in your opinion?
This is an opinion question.
Yes.
Mima, do you have two favorites?
Well, one is obvious. Winston Churchill, who saved the world for democracy.
Okay.
And the other is Albert Einstein, who did the theory of relativity.
You think though they were the two most important?
Yes.
I think that makes sense to me.
Yep.
Are yours different?
I would say Oscar de la Renta.
Oscar de la Renta. Mimas are a little different than yours. She says Oscar de la Renta and...
Yves Saint Laurent.
Donna Karen. Okay. You guys are living in alternate realities.
Yep.
That's why, yeah, exactly. I like that meme. Okay, what other trivia you got for us?
I'm thinking.
What did he just ask us before? Oh, what about the Olympic trivia? We were talking about Olympics.
Where is Camp David located?
Is it not in D.C., Washington?
No. What?
Virginia.
Maryland.
Okay, and so like why, outside
why
D.C.?
Why is it called Camp David?
You've told me this before, and I don't remember.
Named after Eisenhower's kid.
Eisenhower's kid, son.
And did we ever have a president whose granddaughter... No, whose son married another president's... Whose granddaughter married another president's son?
Yes,
we can
have that.
Who?
Clinton? No.
No.
A president whose granddaughter married another president's son.
Right.
I don't know.
I do.
You do me?
Eisenhower's granddaughter married Richard Nixon's son.
Eisenhower's granddaughter married Richard Nixon's son. Huh? And what'd they do? What'd they become? Anything?
Mr. and Mrs. Richard Nixon's son.
They didn't do anything of note? All right.
No.
That's a fun fact.
Yep.
I think you could host your own trivia show. Jeopardy. Poppy's Jeopardy. We would all lose.
I love Jeopardy.
You do? Did you watch Jeopardy growing up?
Often. Well, as much as I could.
You did?
And you know the questions they ask, which are very esoteric?
Mm-hmm.
I got about 50% of them right.
I'm sure you did. Do you think if you went on Jeopardy right now, you would do really well?
Probably not. My mind is not as good as it used to be.
I don't know. I still think you would do pretty well. When you watch it, are you like, these people are idiots? I could have done this better?
Sometimes.
I should watch Jeopardy more. Maybe I would know more fun facts.
And you know what else I like?
What?
I like the Vanna White show. Vanna White and Pat
Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah. You know how
Wheel of Fortune.
Vanna White turns the letters.
Mm-hmm.
How much money do you think she has, Jordan? You'll flip out.
How much money does she make?
Does she have?
She have? I don't know.
$70 million, believe it or not, from that show.
Just from Wheel of Fortune?
Yep.
But what was she before Wheel of Fortune? Was she just a model?
I guess.
Vanna White. She's living large somewhere.
$70 million. Can you believe that?
I didn't know you. You know, I think Macca loves Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy.
Countries don't have $70 million.
The Price is Right's a good one.
NCIS.
I love Let's Make a Deal.
Uh-huh.
Wayne Brady is a brilliant, brilliant man. I really like him.
You know, I once saw Wayne Brady on Broadway in this freestyle improv Broadway show with Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of Hamilton.
Right.
Wayne Brady has the most magnificent voice.
He is the best. And I love The Price is Right.
I used to watch that when I was sick.
Yep.
That was a good show. Is that still on?
Yes, and I love Criminal Minds.
Yep.
And I love NCIS.
I never really watched those.
And I love Bull.
What's Bull?
Bull is probably the best show on television.
B-U-L-L.
Yes.
What is it?
Bull is a jury tactician. He helps attorneys select jury members so the attorney will win the case.
Wow.
It's really a very good show.
Wow, you have a whole roster of your favorite yep. shows. I love it.
And I still read 2 or 3 books a week.
That I know. What book are you reading this week, Pop?
The Quest.
What is it about?
The Holy Grail.
Oh, yeah. Ask the people if they know what the Holy Grail is.
Anyone? I know what it is. It's the cup that Jesus used at the Last Supper.
At the Last Supper.
Yep.
Did anyone else know that? Please report back. Poppy.
Tell me about the last series that you watched.
The last series you watched? What was the last series you watched?
Series of what?
Show. Like, what show did you watch last? Which one? None?
I don't even remember.
Because he's reading too much, me, and that's why he knows all these fun facts.
Yep.
Wait, Poppy, what about the Olympic questions you were just asking us? Because it's the Olympics. It's Tokyo 2020 right now, even though we're in 2021. But what were the Olympics questions you were asking us?
Is this the first time that the Olympics has been delayed?
That is a great question. Is it the first time the Olympics has been delayed? As far as I know.
Me too. Me too.
Is it the first pop?
That's what I think.
What about the one you were just asking us about, the 4 gold medalists?
Who won 4 gold medals in track and field in the 1936 Olympics in Berlin?
Anyone.
Jesse Owens.
Jesse Owens. I didn't know that.
And he did it in front of the Nazi killers. The animals.
Why? Because it was...
Well, they thought the blacks were an inferior people, like the Jews.
Ah, yes. And he was a black guy and won 4 gold
medals.
Yeah,
and he stuck it up Hitler's ass.
That's good.
You know, I read a book called Hunting Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
There's 2 amazing things about the book.
Okay.
One is, it's a very thin book. that you could read it in 2 hours. The bibliography is longer than the book. That's how much research this author did.
Okay.
He proposes that Hitler and Eva Braun were not killed in the bunker and not buried outside the bunker.
Okay.
2 days after they were buried, supposedly, the Russians bombed that whole area, and the bunker and the ditch where the bodies were buried were destroyed, so no body was ever recovered. This author proposes that Hitler and Eva Braun were taken to Argentina by a German submarine and lived the rest of their lives in Argentina, unknown.
Huh? What do you believe?
It'd be hard to believe, but maybe it's true. Who knows? What?
She said it's like the people who don't believe that there was a Holocaust.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird theories out there.
Yep.
That's crazy.
There are a lot of people like that.
Yes. You know that Allie's been still delivering Shabbat meals to the Holocaust survivors every Friday?
It's wonderful.
And they love her. And one of our favorite ones just turned 99.
Wow.
He's amazing.
Wow. She was sick last weekend, she couldn't
do it. Mom did it.
Oh, yeah, Mom.
Bubba and Nikki help all the time. Mom and Dad help all the time. But they love Allie. Mm-hmm. They're so sad she's leaving for college. But they all so cute. They get her presents. And this guy turned 99. And he gave us, when we went up one day, he was holding a book. He had saved it for us. He was part of the, Christadelphians. You know what that is?
No.
There's like some sort of like Christian religious organization, but they're a specific niche called the Christadelphians. I don't know the specifics, but they were those families and people helped Jews during the Holocaust, and they hid them and rescued them. So he escaped because he was able to go live with this family of Christadelphians. They took him in and got him out, and that they became his family, parents and siblings. And then... Yeah, so then this guy wrote a book about Jewish kids that were rescued by Christadelphians in the Holocaust, and they asked if they could write his story. So he had a whole book with a full, 20-page chapter on him, so we got to read his story, and he gave it to us to read, which is so nice.
That's wonderful.
So cool. Poppy's Googling Christadelphians. Yes. Now you're going to learn everything about it and tell me what I don't know, but... And then I should send you the name of this book to read. It's really interesting. And I'll send you his name.
Does it come up?
I'll help you look after. Yeah, the stories are amazing, and it's so nice. All right, Pop, do you have any other last final trivia questions for us, or fun fact, or word of the day?
Word of the day is sesquipedalian.
One more time?
Sesquipedalian.
God, I feel like you've told us this before, and I still don't know.
I did.
I gotta write these down. Mima, so, you know? Spell it.
Sesquipedalian.
Use it in a sentence.
Sesquipedalian words have many syllables.
That's the definition?
Yes.
A word with many syllables?
Yes.
Sesquipedalian.
Yes.
I'm going to remember that the next time you ask me, I promise.
I speak the king's English.
Yeah, you really do. All right, Pop. And yeah, the kid from Brooklyn. Anything else before we sign off?
That's it, Bubby. I love you. I love all of you.
We love you more. Mima, anything to add?
No.
We love you.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Okay, guys.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.